This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in December of 2019, December 18th, to be exact. We're talking about Seafair Exploration Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB. Their ticker symbol is SFRX. And with us today, to bring us up to speed, is the chairman and CEO of the company, Mr. Kyle Kennedy. Kyle, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thank you. Like I always say, it's always good to be back. You guys are a good source for us because a lot of our shareholders get to hear a little bit of an update that they don't normally always hear. And they hopefully find most of it encouraging, although not all the time, but certainly most of the time.
Yeah. Well, it's been about 60 days. I thought I'd ask you to come back on the show and give us an update. What's going on?
Well, I would love to tell you I had already found treasure, but I can't say that yet. That's what I'd like to do, Everett. But you know what?
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, I know. But we're going to get there. I feel very, very confident. We're already beginning to use our 3D imaging on the Sea Searcher because it sees all targets. And the equipment we used in the past, which was the cesium vapor magnetometer, it only sees iron or ferrous materials. And with our 3D imaging, we see gold, silver, iron. The issue is it doesn't identify it as gold or silver or iron or wood. It just simply reflects and shows a 3D image of it. However, that to us is giving us a whole new outlook because we've been looking in certain areas where we have seen a really large deposit of iron from the shipwreck itself through the cesium vapor magnetometer. However, the new data using the 3D imaging, we can see at least what we call targets of interest, and there's a lot of them. And these are targets that are not identified with the cesium vapor magnetometer, i.e., they're not iron targets. And certainly, we're looking for gold and silver and emeralds, et cetera. So we're very excited to see these targets show up. And they actually showed up in an area that's unexpected from where we've been looking. But we're putting our theories together. Our archaeologists are looking at it, and we're trying to figure out how did this ship wreck, where did it wreck, et cetera. So there's a lot of unanswered questions, but we're moving forward with what we have available right now. The metal detector's not on it, and I had assumed earlier that it would be. But we also have several other things going with blockchain logistics. You know, we've landed our first city. We've landed our first school project. These projects are both test projects to test the blockchain encryption. Should the school feel good, it will expand to other schools. If the city they'll expand within other branches of that city besides starting to work with other cities. So The blockchain is beginning to increase, and not only has it started to increase, we also landed our first app, a client, with probability and statistics. And the app will actually be a treasure hunting game. Imagine that. And yeah, well, we'll have more to say about it within the next 2 weeks, but these are all things that we can do with blockchain, and all these things provide revenues that allow us the ability to pay for our operations.
Well, I want to switch gear. I want to switch gears there just for a second. You put out a press release. You guys released, you recently increased the authorized shares of your common stock. And what is the motivation and your thought process behind that? Because usually that's not a good thing.
Yeah, most people would consider an increase to be negative. In our case, it's not negative at all. It's just simply a matter of understanding. Everything that I do, Everett, is looking down the road, in several cases, 5 to 10 years. In this case, one of the things that I'm looking at is ultimately a move to NASDAQ, an uplifting from the bulletin board to NASDAQ. When you're on NASDAQ, it's much more expensive to do an increase when you're there. You've got to go through a series of compliance related issues, and it's a very expensive cost to do that. People think that, oh, you issued shares and you're utilizing them, but we're not. Those shares are set back in Treasury. Fact is, we haven't sold any stock for probably the last month to 2 months at this point in time. We've quit selling stock. We're fully funded right now, and we probably won't need to sell any more stock for the next several months. And if I get lucky, okay, the business from the blockchain encryption will be sufficient enough to actually pay for our overhead. And if it can do that, then I wouldn't need to sell any more stock, period, which would be awesome, which is part of the whole game plan. But to increase the shares now costs me nothing. And they simply sit in Treasury, so that's not a bad thing. It's not that they're being issued. They're not in the float. They're not increasing, outstanding. So it saves us a fortune, and it sets us in a strong position so that when we do move to NASDAQ, if I was wanting to acquire another company, another public company, I would have the Treasury stock already set to utilize if we wanted to make an acquisition in the future versus not having it. Yeah, because if you don't have it, you're not prepared. And it takes a lot of time and a lot of money, and we're bypassing all of that just by being forward-looking. So it's a very good thing to do. It's very healthy.
Last time you were on the show, we talked about expectations. You mentioned in December that you thought that you're going to have a strong quarter coming out the gate here in 2020. You still stand behind that?
I do. And Everett, your questions continually get more difficult. yes, I do. I do stand behind what I originally said. I will say this, however, I'm disappointed in the fact that we've not already hit Treasury. And the limiting factor that I think has held us back has been the metal detector, and to call it a metal detector is not hardly giving it justice, but we've had difficulties in getting this device to integrate with all the other system arrays that's on the C searcher. For instance, the analog to digital interface had interference. And we got to go back through this massive amount of wiring to figure out where does this interference come in and how do we get rid of it and how do we fix it? Or we're having to validate streaming data to known waveforms. And these are complicated issues between the software and the analogs are very, very time consuming. The thing is just amazing. The accuracy is amazing. What these scientists are building, it literally blows my mind. But it hadn't been put into action. So right now we can see 3D targets that we've never seen before, which ultimately we're going to start digging those targets up because they don't appear to be iron. So which means we don't know what they are, right? Which is, could be what we're looking for. So a lot of these nuances have slowed us down. But I'm still very confident that our first quarter is going to be a good quarter. I actually expected we would have already hit Treasury by now.
Right, right. I got about 45 seconds left, so let me just get through my last question here. Words of wisdom, if you will, or what you want them to take away from today's interview and what maybe what shareholders can look forward to in the next quarter or two.
Well, we're doing extremely well. This is the best the company's ever been. Our revenues will be increasing. The only thing I would caution against is what I've said in the last two interviews, and that is I wouldn't sell too early because once we get into this treasure, we could literally be into it for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 days or more. And so when you hear an announcement and think, oh, they found it, no, we just found the tip of the iceberg. So I would encourage people to ride with us. They've ridden this long. Ride with us a little longer and actually enjoy the ride.
My guest today has been Kyle Kennedy. He is the chairman and CEO of Seafair Exploration. Take a look at him. You can find him on the OTCQB, ticker symbol SFRX. Train ran a penny and a half. Kyle, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days, give us an update of what's going on.
Absolutely. And maybe this next time, Everett, I'll be able to share the news with you I truly want to share.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.